We are not trying to take any book off any shelf. We are interested only in putting books with our thoughts and philosophies on the shelves next to the others.
That's the Moral Majority speaking. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Cal Thomas is the Moral Majority's Vice President for Communications. We reached him in Lynchburg, Virginia, to ask him about the thrust of a book he has written called Book Burning.
The occasional conservative who goes in and tries to take a book off a shelf or prevent other people from reading it is rare and has been blown out of proportion. The real censorship is coming from the left wing in this country, who manipulate the content of our textbooks, who put the few books that they allow in the secular bookstores in the back shelf, in the back of the store, and who generally keep our stuff off of the bestseller lists and out of libraries.
Cal Thomas doesn't think the bestseller list is very accurate.
The bestseller list is a gerrymandered list. It takes into consideration only certain bookstores in certain parts of the country, and they never let you know which stores those are. It surveys only certain books. All books that are deemed religious or conservative religious are put in a subcategory, and no matter how many books they sell, are never counted. For example, Dr. Francis Schaeffer, who Newsweek magazine has finally paid attention to at the age of 71 years old, has sold 3 million books in this country, more than a lot of the people on the New York Times bestseller list, and yet he never makes that list.
Thomas notes Jane Fonda's workout book made the bestseller list, but Schaeffer's book, The Christian Manifesto, did not, even though it outsold Fonda 3-1.
It is not a conspiracy, and I want to be quick to say that, but it is a bias, a prejudice. John Nesbitt, whose new book, Megatrends, is on the bestseller list, says that evangelical books, which is only one of the several categories that we address, account for one-third of the total commercial book sales in this country. We say that is a significant numerical and economic achievement, and therefore needs to be paid attention to.
Cal Thomas of Moral Majority, why the group is taking on the libraries in my next BookBeat report. I'm Don Swaim. The Moral Majority says conservative books and authors are being discriminated against. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Cal Thomas is Moral Majority's Vice President for Communications in Lynchburg, Virginia. He's just published a book called Book Burning.
It's amazing to me, as these cries of censorship and book burning have come from the other side, that very few liberals have come to the forefront to address some of the major statements I make in my book. I come out very forthrightly against censorship on either side, from the right or the left. I make a very strong case against censorship, saying that only people who are unsure of the strength of their ideas seek to limit the other person from speaking or writing.
Moral Majority wants to make people aware of books by and for conservatives.
We are sending out hundreds of thousands of lists of about 60 books that we believe are representative of the conservative perspective in a number of areas: economics, political issues, feminism, homosexuality, and so forth, and asking our people to go into libraries and check the card catalogs and see if there's just a representative sample of those books or books like them that offset or have a different viewpoint from the other books.
The fact is, says Thomas, many libraries are just not aware of the books his group wants on the shelves.
There are a lot of very good librarians who have been ignorant of a lot of the books on a list that we've prepared of conservative and religious books that we think have some merit, have something to say to the community as a whole. Books like Phyllis Schlafly, By and About Her, certainly whether you agree with her position on ERA or not, you have to agree that she has been a significant force in the political life of this country. In many libraries, we have found that her book and the book about her has not existed. Part of this is due to ignorance.
Cal Thomas of Moral Majority. He insists conservatives aren't out to ban or censor books. They just want equal space on the shelves. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.